Welcome back. Jim Rome with you. As I mentioned, an enormous college football day in the jungle. Interview-wise, we had Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly, who actually had some fire for Stanford back in hour number one. We're talking to BYU head coach Kalani Sitake next segment. But right now, we are joined, as promised, by the head football coach at Oklahoma. He's in his second season as Sooners head coach. He led them to their 11th Big 12 title and a number two seed in the college football playoff last season. They're 4-0. They're number six in the AP poll. They're number five in the coaches poll. They're hosting Baylor on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Lincoln Riley is my guest. Lincoln, great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good, Lincoln. Great to talk to you. You beat Army 28-21 in overtime on Saturday. Let me start right there. Now, look, you knew that was going to be a tough game, but it turned out to be closer than a lot of people expected. What did your guys show you in the way they dealt with the adversity and they found a way to grind that thing out?
Yeah, and I'm really proud of our team. You know, Army's a tough out. You know, kids play hard. They play really well. The triple option is such a hard thing to defend. And, yeah, the game, I was really proud because the game honestly went exactly like Army would have scripted it. You know, we only had 40 offensive plays. They had 87. They controlled the time on the clock, made it a low possession game where anything could happen. And I think a lot of things didn't go our way, but our guys found a way to fight, found a way to play their best ball at the end of regulation and in overtime to seal up the win. And to be a championship team, you got to win some of those tough ones. So I was really proud of our resiliency.
Lincoln Riley joins us. Kyler Murray threw for three TDs. He ran for another. So I would imagine you're pretty happy with the way he's playing right now. How would you assess his first four games as a starter?
He's definitely played well. You know, I think he's shown that he's been ready for the moment. He's done a great job of just being himself, you know, not listening to all the noise on the outside, just continuing to improve, and really done a great job commanding our group. He's been patient. He's really got all of our playmakers involved. And the fun thing for him is he's playing well, but he can still continue to improve and play so much better. So excited for him, his progress, and what this next part of the season holds for him.
So, Lincoln, what about that? I mean, what would the next level look like for Murray, and where are you looking to see him improve next?
Yeah, I think he can just be, you know, continue to be more efficient in situations, continue. There's been, you know, each game there's been one or two decisions that we'd love to have back that, you know, that are going to be important going forward. And he's going to continue to face new challenges just like we did last week against Army. So he's handled it well, no question. The stats, I know, have been really good. But, you know, within kind of our walls and what we see, he can continue to grow and play better.
Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley, my guest. Your kicker, Austin Siebert, had a tough moment when he missed a potential game-winning field goal at the end of regulation. Again, we're talking about a guy who's a Ray guy and a Lou Groza candidate. But after the game, he tweeted that he felt like he let his teammates and his coaches and the fans down. What was your message to him in the aftermath?
Well, I appreciate him saying that. He didn't need to. He's bailed us out way more than he's ever let us down. I mean, to start as a punter, a kicker, and a kickoff guy for 4 years at a place like Oklahoma is so rare, and he's done it at a high level his entire career. So we'll have more big, important kicks this year, and he'll be ready to put those right through the middle like he's done the majority of his career. So it happens, and the team was ready to rally around him, and there'll be a lot of other points where we're going to need him, and he'll be ready to go.
And then you have Kenneth Murray, who had some kind of day for himself, 28 tackles. He broke the school record. What'd you make of his performance?
Yeah, he was awesome. You know, him and our other inside backer, Curtis Bolton, who had 23 tackles, they were outstanding. I mean, they fought all night. It was a very physical game. I thought the defensive line did a nice job of keeping those guys free, and that was our game plan, you know, to funnel the ball to those guys and let them make plays. And they, you know, those guys are continuing to improve, and I think they're, you know, one of the better inside linebacker tandems in the country right now.
You know, one more thing about Murray. I mean, you know this guy's going to fly. You know he's going to make plays. He's a sophomore, though, and already a team captain. So what's that say about him as a person and a leader?
Very rare at a place like Oklahoma.
Right.
I mean, that just doesn't happen often. So it shows, I think, our team's confidence in him, you know, not only where he's at right now, but, you know, the way they can see him improve. And I think part of it's from, you know, what he did last year, you know, playing Mike linebacker, a new position for him as a true freshman, you know. And so he's got a lot of room to grow, a lot of room to improve, but he's a very talented leader that's, you know, kind of starting to come into his own right now.
We're talking Oklahoma football. Lincoln Riley, my guest. So Baker Mayfield was back for your game last weekend. You know him as well as anybody, Lincoln, of course. But what was going through your mind when you watched him against the Jets and saw what he was doing? You might not have been surprised necessarily, but what were you thinking as you saw that thing play out?
Yeah, I was excited for his opportunity, you know, and I was just proud of the way he carried himself. You know, he went in, I think it was a 2-minute drill right before half, went in, you know, just went in firing away, you know, was not hesitant. He looked comfortable. He looked in control, made very few mistakes, and the ones that he did make, he was able to brush them off and get on to the next play. So, yeah, proud of him. You know, he's you know, everybody's going to want to, you know, say, you know, he's the second coming now, and he's just going to have to continue to stay steady. There'll be a lot of great moments. There'll still be some tough moments, and he, as long as he continues to keep his head down and grow like he did during his time here at Oklahoma, he's going to do a fantastic job.
God, he came out of that thing just business as usual. But the fact of the matter is, I think you have to really look at this. And before the draft, you told this to Robert Klemko of Sports Illustrated, quote, he wins the job as a walk-on freshman at Texas Tech. He beats out a bunch of other good players at Oklahoma, and then he wins the job despite having no experience in the offense here. And then he even jumps on the field against the Jets. He wasn't getting reps with the first string. I mean, Lincoln, how do you explain that? I understand this guy's sharp and he might even have photographic recall, but how do you explain him absorbing all that info and just stepping in and doing things like that?
Yeah, he's got a tremendous belief in himself, which I think is just such a key quality. It's hard to measure, but you know, to play that position in that league, no doubt you gotta have the physical talent. You gotta mentally be able to handle it, but at the same time, you gotta have a strong belief in yourself and to get those things done. And regardless of what situation comes up, that you're gonna be ready for it. So I would honestly point to that more than anything. And he's had a history, like you just said, he's had a history of doing things just like that, going into situations where maybe, you know, he wasn't the guy in the beginning or the odds were stacked against him, and the guy just finds a way. So he's been like that his entire career, and I just at the time didn't feel like that there would be any difference when he went to the NFL.
Got a couple of more moments with Lincoln Riley. Now, one of the phrases around the program is OU DNA. How would you describe OU DNA?
Yeah, we just think it's, you know, something extra special that you have to have. That first off, the all the players and coaches that have come before us here, and you know, kind of built the legacy. You know, the kind of the hallmark of this program has been consistent winning at a high level for years and years, and so it's one of the most iconic programs ever. And so I think it takes a little extra special to do this here. I think, well, guys, once they kind of get in the program and they see all the tests of them, they understand that. But I think the results also speak for themselves.
Hey, let me ask you this: can you identify in a player when you're recruiting whether or not they have OU DNA? For instance, what's it look like on the high school level?
We definitely try. You know, we definitely try to. It's never an exact science by any stretch. But, yeah, you're trying to find guys, I think more than anything, that are winners. You know, guys that don't mind doing extra things, guys that at the end of the day are going to put the team first and then understand if they do that, then the individual goals that they have and that we want them to have will happen as well.
Right, so earlier this month you celebrated your birthday, and you did it with a cake that had a Jordan 11 on top. Dude, this is an awesome cake.
That was a good cake, wasn't it?
Oh, man, that was amazing. That was an amazing-looking cake. Did it taste as good as it looked?
You know what? It tasted really good, too. But it was almost felt a little guilty cutting it up because, yeah, that was pretty special. And the Jordan brand has been a great thing for us. Our players, our recruits have really loved it. And it's kind of just another thing that helps set OU apart. So we've had a lot of fun with that here in the early stages.
Hey, Lincoln, did you run the blade through that thing as just kind of a, you know, the thing you're supposed to do? Or are you a cake guy?
Yeah, I'm actually not a huge cake guy, but that one was so good I had to try it out. So yeah, it was on point.
It's an amazing cake. I've never seen a cake quite like that. Oklahoma's 4-0, number 6 in the AP poll, number 5 in the coaches poll. Next up, Baylor at home on Saturday. Lincoln, really nice to have you back. I appreciate you, and thanks for doing the show once again.
Anytime, Jim. Anytime for you. Appreciate
Great
it.
Talking to you, Lincoln. I appreciate you saying that, and really nice to have you back. Great to have a good relationship with you and having you back on the program. Oklahoma unbeaten, number 6 in the AP poll, number 5 in the coaches poll. Baylor next up, and a nice conversation there. All right, when we come back, I've said it several times, I want to reiterate, big college football day here in the jungle. You've already heard from Lincoln Riley. Brian Kelly with some fire for Stanford. I've got that up on my Twitter feed in case you missed it. Kalani Sitake, BYU head coach, doing a great job there.